Chapter 10. I still hadn't caught up with McConnell when my cell phone rang. It was Patty calling to give me the lowdown on Sue Ann Winkler and John Merchant.
There are no outstanding warrants on either party at the present time. Winkler has two prior misdemeanor arrests, one for possession of a controlled substance and the other being a minor in possession of alcohol. That's it for her. Merchant is quite another story. He has two priors for driving under the influence, two for possession of a controlled substance, one for resisting arrest, one for assault on a police officer, one for domestic violence, one for carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, and his most recent scrape with the law resulted in an arrest for attempted murder, plea bargained down to aggravated assault. He is currently on probation in Salt Lake County for 3 years on the ag assault conviction. His PO's name is Jenny Owens. Oh, and one more thing, said Wheeler. I contacted the juvenile court, and they show a lengthy juvenile record on him starting at age 11. Lots of drug and alcohol offenses, several property crimes, and two aggravated assaults. Nice guy, huh?
Yeah, a real Boy Scout. Leave a copy of Merchant's probation file on my desk and take another directly to Sloan's office, and give me Jenny Owens' home telephone number. I need to talk to her before I have a little chat with Merchant. I met McConnell in the lobby of City Hall. We were 5 minutes late for our briefing with the mayor and chief of police, so there was little time to exchange information. On our way upstairs, I filled her in on the developments in the case from my end. We agreed that Winkler and Merchant deserved top billing on our list of suspects, particularly in light of the fact that at the moment, they happen to be our only suspects. We decided to run them down after the press conference. The news conference was predictable and largely uneventful. The most interesting part of the show turned out to be...